Good afternoon. This is the 2 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike is approaching the upper Texas coast as a Category 2 hurricane, but could strengthen to Category 3 status before landfall. At this hour, the center of Ike is about 150 miles to the southeast of Galveston, Houston area, and is moving towards the west-northwest at about 12 miles per hour. On this track, the center will be passing very close to that area in the next 12 to 15 hours. The worst of the weather is going to be to the east or to the right of the center, and in particular, we're concerned about the storm surge. This is a colorized map showing how deep the water is likely to be. This is Galveston Island, and this is the upper Texas, southwest Louisiana coast, down to Galveston Island. Here's Galveston, Houston, Galveston Bay. The yellow and green colors spreading inland is the storm surge, which could be 15 to 20 feet, locally higher, showing that water will penetrate inland on the order of 10 to 15 miles in some locations. All areas of Galveston Island and the coastal region to the north and east from there will be underwater of some depth during Hurricane Ike. Ike now has maximum winds of about 105 miles per hour, could reach 110 or 115 miles per hour by landfall. We also expect that as the center moves ashore, it will bring a lot of rain on the order of 5 to 10, locally 15 inches of rain, spreading north and east from there. At this point, it's critical to follow the instructions and the directions of emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.